Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm going to adjust my headset. How are you? Okay, we're going to talk about self-love. I've had some conversations this week, and I realized that the foundation, what was going on, the elephant in the room, the energy behind the thing, was a lack of self-love. And so I think it's important to revisit that subject on this program. I started this program, my very first show, so nervous, so scared. And I remember being on the BART train coming from San Francisco to Berkeley, where I was living at the time. And I was writing my notes for the show. And I was using, as my reference point, Louise Hay, How to Love Yourself. So my very first show was about self-love, because that changed everything for me. I had been actively practicing manifestation at that point, gosh, for probably about 7 years. I had discovered the law of attraction and that I could have what I want. And in my soul, I had already known that. But to hear someone say it, Abraham Hicks, on the radio, the Aware Show in Los Angeles, on KPFK, I pulled over my car. I was driving somewhere, and I sat on some side street in not such a great neighborhood of Los Angeles, and I started to write all the things I wanted. Instinctual. It was like a coming home moment. It was like, yes, this is what I've always known. And so as I started to more deeply learn about manifestation, I came to understand that the energy behind whatever we are trying to create is what we will attract. And so as I continued my journey, I was attracting things that I wanted, but they didn't feel the way I wanted them to feel, or I wasn't getting what I wanted, or I was settling for less than I deserved, and I couldn't understand. I'm like, why does it keep happening this way? That was an energetic standard. I had an energetic standard that was not based on self-love. And so when I discovered Louise Hay, I was like, oh, that's what's been missing the whole time. And so as I've been having conversations over the last week, I realized what's missing under all of these core desires, under all of these conversations I'm having about questions people have about things going on in their lives, was self-love. And so this show is to talk directly about self-love. And I am going to reference that same Louise Hay material I use for my very first show. If you are new to this program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and I'm a coach. I think I'm one of the best intuitives on the planet at this time. I have the ability to read energy very accurately. But I take that ability and I coach you, right? I can feel in to what's going on. So you might be asking me about a relationship, but I'm feeling into the energy underneath, because our words, yes, they are very powerful, but the energy we hold underneath our words, the belief systems that we hold underneath our words, is what ultimately creates our manifestation. So it's imperative, if you have a big dream, that you do the work to understand how to love yourself. So when I'm sitting with you, I'm not just listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to your dreams and listening to your hopes. I'm listening to your aspirations. Also listening to the energy. I have the psychic ability to hear the energy under which you are talking to me about. And in that process, I use it to coach. I help coach you into the energy that's in alignment with that which you say you want. So if you are ready to take your life to the next level, if you're ready for the big dream and the big dream to stick and the big dream to be right and the big dream to feel good and the big dream to feel on time and the big dream to manifest into physical form, and you appreciate that manifestation so deeply, then I would love to help you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, pay close attention to my massive result intuitive coaching package. That helps you get your energy right so you can focus and potently direct your energy towards what you want in a healthy, loving way, because we can potently focus our energy in a lot of ways and we get something back, but we might not like all that comes with it. And so the method in which I coach, I help you clear up those blind spots so that you get exactly what you want and it feels the way you want to feel. And it's a miraculous, amazing experience. So if you are ready for that, the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package would be great for you. Okay, let's talk about self-love because it's so important. I hope you are listening to the show with coffee or tea or a notebook, because this is everything. This is how you truly get what you want. Okay, so the first step to self-love, Louise calls it the 12 commandments of self-love. I'm going to riff on it. I'm going to tell you what she says. I'm going to give you my interpretation of it, and I'll tell you how to integrate it into your life. So number one is you got to stop criticizing yourself in every way, shape, and form. You're going to find that a lot of these are stuff you stop doing, right? So you stop all self-criticism. You also, and this is really important, you stop all criticism of others and situations and circumstances. Now, in saying that, I want you to be very clear when something doesn't work for you. When you're looking at something and you're saying, oh, that's just disgusting, right? I was watching, with all due respect to all political beliefs, but I was watching the last night of the Republican convention. Here it is, we live in a world where we've all been, our lives have been turned upside down. We can't gather in the same way. We can't go and sit inside of a restaurant right now in California. We can't go to a concert, but the president could have 2,000 people on the lawn to hear him give a speech. That was disgusting to me. So that is not the criticism I'm talking about. That is just honoring our own truth. But what I'm talking about is the need to put something down, to project negative energy towards something because it's a learned behavior. Self-criticism and criticism of others is a learned behavior. And it is a weak way of trying to move energy. But energy doesn't move very far from a place of negativity, right? So if you're trying to change a circumstance, acknowledge if what's not working for you, but then switch into what is the gift in this for me. So stop all criticism. Stop all criticism about your body. Stop all criticism about what's available to you. Stop all criticism about your boss. Because here's the thing. If the boss is really a problem, if the circumstance is really the problem, and you acknowledge, oh, that's not working for me, it is from that vantage point that you then have power to make a change. But if you're just in a cycle of criticism, complaining, all you're doing is creating more energy for you to complain about. So this is where you have your own power. So stop all criticism. It never changes anything. That's what Louise says. And decide that I'm not going to criticize myself. Yes, we are not perfect, but it doesn't mean you have to sit around complaining about your imperfections. We're all not perfect, right? Everybody that we see on television is not perfect, but they still get up every day and they do what they need to do because they've decided that they're not going to criticize themselves through the process. So stop all criticism. When you approve of yourself, positive things happen in your life. Approve of yourself. And even a situation that's not working for you, find something to appreciate and approve so that you have the strength and power that if it's required that you need to make a change, that you can make that change easily. So stop all criticism. I see this, you know, when I'm working with a woman on dating, and they're going through the dating apps, and I'm talking to them, and they're telling me how ugly everybody is and how nobody's the right fit for them, and this is such a hard process. All you're doing is kicking up a lot of dirt. But if you just got razor focus on what mattered to you, who cares about the person that's not a match to you? You're only looking for the person that is right for you, right? So all the people who don't meet your standard, you don't even notice them. You are so focused and so driven by your love for yourself that you focus solely on the right partner for you. Who cares if who's not a match? We care about what is a match. So stop all criticism. Stop it. Next thing, you got to forgive yourself and forgive life. This is really important. She has forgive yourself, Louise. I also say you need to forgive life. Things happen. Things didn't go the way we thought. Traumas happen. And what we do when we're not forgiving is we're reliving, and I said this in my last show, we're reliving the past in the present moment. But if you are willing to forgive, if you are willing to let go, if you are willing to consider there can be better in your life in the present moment, then you can start to create beautiful, magical moments for yourself. So what does this look like? I believe now, I don't think hold on to anything. I am an Aries, and I've got numbers that don't like to hold on. In my numerology chart, I just don't hold on to a lot of grudges. But what I have found, even in the moments when recently I had a situation where something showed up and it was uncomfortable and I didn't like it, and words were said that made me feel bad about myself, and I said, I could hold on to this. I could be totally pissed off. I could give a lot of energy to this. I'm completely justified. That person was so outside the lines. I could sit with this for weeks, but I love myself too much. So I'm like, hey, I am fully in observance of that bad behavior. That didn't feel good. And I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive. Every time I forgive someone else, I'm also forgiving myself for that mistake I made or that thing I didn't do. Forgiveness is so powerful because it lets you off the hook. You don't have to constantly be looking behind you. You don't have to constantly be holding on to, I didn't do that right. I got to fix that. If I did this better, you can look forward and say, I forgive myself. I forgive life. And I'm showing up differently. The way you grow, you change, you start to live a new life is you forgive. And those who don't forgive, what I found is they continue to relive the same story over and over and over again. And if you're hearing this and you're like, oh shit, that's me right now, do not criticize yourself. Do not feel ashamed. Do not feel embarrassed. Just decide, I'm going to sit down with a piece of paper. I see this pattern in my life, and I'm going to forgive it. I'm going to go through and say, I'm going to forgive that situation. I'm going to forgive that person. And I don't even know if this forgiveness thing is going to work. I'm just going to say or write or think these words. I am willing to forgive. Okay, next part of self-love, which I love. This is one of my favorites that Louise wrote, and I'm going to read it to you exactly as she wrote it. Don't scare yourself. Don't scare yourself. We can create so much terror and anxiety in our mind. I spoke to a woman yesterday, and I'm like, she was asking me these questions. Do you want me to read into some things psychically? I'm like, honey, there's nothing there other than what you've made up in your mind. But one thing I will tell you is you will create it there if you continue to hold these thoughts, because she was scaring herself. She was terrorizing herself. She had these dreadful thoughts. Oh, what if this happens? This could go bad. This could go wrong. And I said, it's a simple shift. Everything is working out in my favor. I believe in the best possible outcome. I am safe. I am protected. I know things happen, but I know that I'll be okay no matter what. So don't scare yourself. Focus on the things that bring you joy. Focus on the things that bring you pleasure. And if your mind wants to go into this this place where it wants to think about worst case scenarios, all you have to do is go bring your mind back. And if you can't do this on your own, my spirit guides are jumping in, and this is something I'll share very specifically from my life. I used to scare myself around health. You know, I've talked about on this program, I have a mother who's spent a decade having very serious illnesses, many long stays in hospitals. It was through my 20s. And so I had developed, by the time I was in my 30s, I realized I had developed a real fear of getting sick, hypochondria. And I spent a lot of time, like every little symptom I had, I was Googling it. I kid you not, my first years of being married, I probably spent more time Googling symptoms than I spent being married. And so I caught myself. I was like, this is no way to live. And I put myself through a year of cognitive behavioral therapy. I found a therapist who specifically did cognitive behavioral therapy. And you don't have to do it that way, whatever you're drawn to. But I had been researching it. I intuitively felt that was the right form of therapy for me. I kept getting therapists who I would say, hey, I want to do cognitive behavioral therapy. And they kind of gloss over it, more leaning towards talk therapy. And then finally I found a therapist and I said, I'm looking for someone to do cognitive behavioral therapy. And in 6 months, my whole life changed. Symptom now. If something's going on in my body, I'm a gifted intuitive when it comes to my body. I can tune in and say, hey, what's going on here? And if there's something that needs to be addressed, then I address it. I don't make it more than it is. I don't blow it up. I don't scare myself anymore around health. You probably have things in your life that you're scaring yourself about. Maybe you're scared that if you get into a relationship, that man's going to derail, or woman is going to derail your dreams. Or maybe you're afraid that if you stop pushing towards something, then your whole life is going to fall apart. Stop scaring yourself. Most of what you make up in your mind is a lie. But if you continue to hold that vibration and continue to hold that vibration and continue to hold that vibration, you will start to create something that mimics that scariness. So stop doing it. Don't do it. Breathe. Don't scare yourself. Next in the self-love journey, be kind, gentle, and patient with yourself. Yeah. I love these. You know, I talk about these a lot on this program. Patience is something you probably have to learn if you're listening to this program. You're drawn to my work. But once you learn it, you're going to feel powerful, right? You stop being so controlled by outside timing and you really trust divine timing. And you can sit and wait for divine timing instead of having to settle for something less. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. And what I find is, there's a lot of people out there who are great at being kind to others, quote unquote, but they're miserable to themselves. Well, then you're probably not that good at being kind to others. You might be saying what they want to hear. You might be good at making people happy on the surface, but at the core, if you really embrace kindness, you do very little talking. It's an energy. And I recently wanted to teach myself how to be kind without all the showiness, right? To really learn how to be kind. And that's what I found. I said very little, and it was just an energy I held. It was a deep confidence in humanity that showed up. That even when people behaved badly, I could say, they're human. I don't agree with that behavior. It doesn't really work for me. But they're still a human. And I can be kind in this moment. And kindness doesn't require much. It's our truly our natural state. That's what I found was like, Yeah, I'm naturally kind. And so I hadn't said that to anyone, hadn't really talked much at all. I was keeping my mouth closed during that time in my life. And as I was moving out of a place I was living, one of my housemates said to me, "You are one of the kindest people I've ever met." And I probably said all of two sentences. If I saw someone, I acknowledged them, but I didn't go over the top. I wasn't getting in people's business. I was more focused on my own stuff than I was other people. I think that's a part of kindness too, when you decide that your life is more important than getting involved in some drama. And your energy, keeping your energy clean, is more important than making waves, whether you think those are positive waves or negative waves. And I stopped and I said, "Well, what was it?" As I was sitting with what he had said, and I said, "Oh, I just started caring about the things that mattered to me." So that's the way you be kind to yourself. You start caring about the things that matter to you. And there is an essence of that, that where you will naturally start to treat people the way you want to be treated. And then be gentle. You don't have to rush and push and fight and hustle. I know life is going to convince you that it needs to be that way, but it doesn't. Just be gentle with yourself. And learn, this is a line from Louise, you have to learn a new way of thinking. And that's what I was doing at that time, learning a new way of processing information so that I know that I'm focusing my energy and using my energy in a way that moves me in the direction of what I truly want. And then the next one is be kind in your mind. Be kind in your mind. I wrote this in my book, Journey to Self-Love. You put boundaries, right? You say, "I'm not going to think those things. I am not going to make myself feel that way. I'm not going to hate myself. I'm not going to put myself down. I'm going to be a kind human in my mind." Your thoughts are powerful. Your beliefs are powerful. Clean them up. Believe in the goodness of you. Believe in the goodness of your life. Believe that you came here for a reason. And that is far more important than putting yourself down in any way, shape, or form. And the next one, praise yourself. Genuinely praise yourself. "Hey, I did a good job." Even when things are not going well, it's easy to praise yourself when you have a win. Easy. I love a win. My book business last weekend it was just a great weekend for the business. And what I learned in that was, wow, it's good to feel good when things are good. But when it's not a great weekend for the business, can I still love and appreciate and praise myself? And that is the key. So praise yourself. Praise yourself when things are going well. Praise yourself when things are not going well. You can always find something. Pour yourself. This one, I think, with self-love and supporting yourself, I think we can get really independent. I love being independent. We can be, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do it all on my own. Yeah, that's all noble and cool. But does it border into self-hatred when you're like, "No one can help me. No one's there for me. If I don't do it, no one's going to do it for me"? That's self-hatred. When you don't believe that the world is going to show up for you, some part of you doesn't think you're worthy, doesn't think you're deserving, and it's cruel. So support yourself not only by doing good things for yourself, but also by allowing others to help and support you as well. You don't have to do it all on your own. And even if you don't know where the support's going to come from, right? You're looking around your experience and you're like, "I know no one could help me. No one in my life could help me." Okay, maybe not in your present moment, but just on the other side of this moment, there could definitely be somebody that can help you and support you in the ways that you need. So just start to affirm that everyone is always helpful to myself. Everyone is always helpful. I am helpful to myself. Okay. Next in the self-love journey, what Louise says, be loving to your negatives. I'm going to read this as she has it written. Acknowledge that you created them to fulfill a need. Now you are finding new and positive ways to fulfill those needs. So lovingly release the old negative patterns. Yeah. Patterns, man. That is the thing. Look at what continues to repeat itself. And look at it from a place of observation, not from a place of judgment. Just look at it. Wow. And then from there, decide, I love that this pattern has shown up because it's an opportunity for me to make a change. It's an opportunity for me to grow. It's an opportunity for me to share what I've learned with others. Because once you break a negative pattern, I'll tell you this, you want to shout it to the mountaintops. One of the reasons why I started the show was the change I was able to make around dating. I had a perspective on relationships that was just bonkers crazy because it wasn't getting me what I wanted, and I was always miserable. Through my 20s, dating was pretty, and my, you know, yeah, through my 20s, dating was pretty miserable. And then once I made the shift and I saw a pattern, a negative pattern, and I willingly made the shift, then I wanted to tell everybody. So negative patterns, start seeing them as a gift. It's why you came to this planet. It's how you're going to raise the vibration of the planet. Because I promise you, say there's something that you want. You've been locked in lackluster relationships. You've been in jobs that don't pay you what you feel you're worth. You haven't been getting the credibility. You haven't been getting the credit you think you deserve. You haven't been appreciated. Notice that pattern and see what shifts you need to make. Usually, it's one little thing, one little thought. And that's what I help you do as a coach. I help you figure out what that shift is, that one little shift. And it can take some time to dig it up, or it can be instant, depending on where you are in your self-growth and development. So be willing to love the patterns, acknowledge the patterns, and figure out how to shift the patterns. And then from there, you're going to just feel so good about yourself that you're going to want to tell others. So on the commandments of self-love, take care of your body in the best way you know how. Trust your intuition. Number one is just stop criticizing it. Stop criticizing it in every way, shape, or form. Your body is good the way it is. And if you are dealing with a health issue, that is pour on the self-love. Say, yes, I am going through this, but I know my body is capable of healing. I know my body is capable of thriving. I know that I will be okay. I'm going to take care of my body to the best of my ability. And just because the doctor says one thing, and there are always some alternatives that you can do in addition to what the doctor says that can help you heal, grow, and feel more comfort in your body. So take care of your body. Be willing to trust your intuition. Be willing to get second opinions. Be willing to seek your own answers. When I was going through, you know, the health anxieties, I knew I could not live that way. And so I had to go and find the right type of help. So take care of your body. Your mind and your mental health are all a part of it. Now, Louise says do mirror work. What do I feel about mirror work? It doesn't work for some people. And that's where you look in the mirror and you look into your own eyes without judgment and criticism, without primping. And, you know, most of us have a pattern and a locked-in pattern of behavior where when we look in the mirror, we're taught to fix ourselves, right? But if you can just use the mirror as a reflection, see into your own eyes and you say, I love myself, or you recite your affirmations, it can be a transformative experience. Do I do mirror work? I don't like it. It's just not my thing. But do I give it out to clients? Absolutely, because I think it can be really effective for certain people. So if you're a person that thinks you might vibe with the healing power of looking into your own eyes and reciting your affirmations, reciting words of self-love, being kind to yourself, by all means, make that a part of your practice. But more than anything, decide you're going to love yourself. Decide that every moment is an experience where you can love yourself more. All right. Let's look at the time on this. I feel like I've been talking a lot. Oh, I am. I'm at time. A few more. Decide that you're going to stop waiting to get what you want. Decide you're going to go for it now. That is a way of loving yourself. When you keep telling yourself, I have to wait, I have to wait, I have to wait, you don't get there. I've been saying this a lot. Like, you need to be in motion towards whatever you want. Like, I know I do want to be in a lasting, loving partnership very soon. And I also know there's some things I need to get taken care of so I can be in that partnership and be fully present for it. And so even in that process, even as I'm maneuvering and rearranging things in my life, I am still swiping. I just look and I swipe. And I know I'm not putting out a frequency where I want to attract someone, but I'm keeping myself in the frequency of being in the dating game because I know it's something that I want. That's a do it now scenario. You could be like, oh, well, why are you even looking? Because I want to stay engaged. Whether it's, I know I want to buy a home, so I'm signed up on Redfin for all the neighborhoods I'd want to live in, and I get notices every day of all the things that all what's out there, at all different price points, so that I know that keeps me in the game of knowing what's available to me. Do it now. There are all these things that you can do now. If you have the resources to do something, do it. Do it now, right? Whatever it is, whether it's getting in shape, maybe there is a weight loss program you want to do, but you don't have the cash for it. You can start walking now, or you can start researching that program and knowing when you're going to start, what you need to put in place so that you can do it. Do it now. And then lastly, this one's really important for my type A's. I had a conversation yesterday with a type A who was scaring herself, right? Perfectionism all the way, feeling lots of outside pressure. And I get it. You can feel a lot of outside pressure from people, and they might, in fact, be putting pressure on you. And that's where you have to stop and say, no. No. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. I can't, the weight of the world on my shoulders. I can't do it all. I can't move any faster than the divine. I trust divine perfect timing. I trust everything's working out for my greater good. So I'm going to do my part, but I'm also going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to smile. I'm going to play. We sometimes think fun is we have to earn it. No, that is backwards. And I know I've had that thought for years. Fun is just as important as breathing. Fun is just as important as paying your taxes. You must find a way to have fun. Be playful. Be light. Enjoy being a human on this planet. Yeah, I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope it helps you love yourself just a little bit more. And if you are ready, if you are ready for the big dream, if you are ready, I want to support you in creating that life. Information on my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Click the Massive Result Package. There's some others there that you can take a look at. Right now, I'm promoting that Massive Result Package. And no matter what, you deserve to have everything that you want. You deserve to have everything that you want. Until next time, thank you for listening.